Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Number to join us on the program this morning, we are live right now, 888-250-2091. Once again, that's 888-250-2091. Quick program note, Compute This airs Sunday morning at 7. So if you're hearing this at a different time on a different station, and it's not Sunday morning at 7, and you call that number, you won't get through, you see. So you want to call Sunday morning between 7 and 8 a.m. I know it's early. I know. If you must, you can email me a question and we'll cover it on the air. But we have a fun show for you today. So if you missed last week's show, you can check it out at schrockinnovations.com. I do apologize if you had trouble with the Schrock website this week. There's levels of security, right? We tell you all to secure your computers and how you can't run outdated versions of operating systems and things. Well, the same thing happens with servers. And so our web server, which had been serving us, no pun intended, really well for years, it just got too old and it was no longer supported. It was end of life. And so before we ended up in a situation where websites on our server and our website get compromised, we had to upgrade to a new server. And so we switched everything out. We copied it. And you think, you know, you're just going to, this is like when you get that new computer and you get a data transfer. And you think when you get the computer back, it's going to be exactly like it was before. And at Schrock, we're really good. We can get it to like 99% of where it was before, as far as how it was set up and how it worked and how it functioned. There's always a little nagging thing that either can't be done, like autocomplete data, for example. That's a big one that everybody always gets upset about. You know, when you type an email and you type in the first two letters of the person's name and it just fills in their name because you've emailed them before, but you never bothered to save that person to your contact list because they weren't quite that important to you. So you get the new computer, you open up your email, you type the first two letters of their name and nothing pops up. And you're like, what, I have to type the whole name? Well, the first time, yeah. Or you could save them as a contact and never have this problem again, but you're not planning to buy another computer for the next decade, so especially if you get a holiday special. So you're like, oh, I'll just type the name, it'll be fine. And, you know, the cycle repeats. So no matter how perfectly we try to emulate what you had before, it's always just a little bit different. So we pick everything up off of our server and we stick it on the new server, copy-paste, right? And one little annoying thing doesn't work. And then we fix that, which causes two other things to break. And then we fix those things, which cause four other things to break. And you see that how it snowballs on. And eventually, poor Alfonso's had a week. He has been just running like mad to get everybody everything they need as soon as they need it, dealing with the support calls and everything. So if you hit the Schrock website and you got like a gateway error or something like that, that's because we were moving websites over. Everything should be good to go now, but I appreciate your patience through that process. Please understand that we do this for your security, to make sure that when you do things with the Schrock website, that your information, your identity, your payment information, all of that remains secure. It's important to us that we practice what we preach and make sure that you stay covered. 888-250-2091 is the number to join us on the program. We're also broadcasting live on Facebook, facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. Want to welcome Mary, Roger, Mitch, Ronald, another Roger, double Rogers, wow, and Aaron. Good to have you guys. Last week on the program, if you missed the show, we told you about Elon's Neuralink being ready for human trials. We talked about your external hard drives, how to do a backup, what's the right way to do it, what kind of software should you use, why should you do it, and what's the right way to use external hard drives. That was a big one. Guys, do not use any flash drive, external hard drive, anything for permanent storage, primary storage. And maybe we just made up the terms, I don't know, but there's primary storage and there's secondary storage. Primary storage is one copy. Secondary storage is your backup. Don't use media intended for backups like external hard drives as primary storage. It can be really tempting. And if you have to do that for some reason, have two copies. So you need two of those hard drives and you have to keep copies current. And yes, you're going to have to invest the gray matter capacity to do that. So we talked about that on the program as well. Coming up on the program today, we have the holiday special wrapping up here, guys. It is almost over. I have not checked this morning to see what the numbers are, but I know that you know, we had a church in Papillion come in and buy 3 units. We had a church. It was the week of the churches buying computers. We had a church in Omaha buy 2 computers. So we're starting to see those quantities come in that I warned you about last week, where companies or businesses or nonprofits are coming in and buying multiple computers before the end of the fiscal year. So if you are thinking about getting a holiday special, I know we have the desktops in stock and we can get those delivered to you before Christmas. However, the laptops, it's a little iffy right now. It's getting close. It's getting real close. Maybe Tuesday we can tell you it won't happen by Christmas. But we're running low, guys, and we're going to sell out. We sell out every year. So if you're thinking about a holiday special, if you've been waiting for the right moment, you're almost out of time. Well, unless you want to wait till next year. I mean, then you can wait as long as you want, I suppose. You know, you could wait till 2023. Isn't that crazy? What happened to, like, 1995? I mean, am I alone here? Like, what happened? I woke up and it was like there was a couple buildings that got blown up and there was some wars and then there was, like, you know, sickness and then all of a sudden there was social media. Like, where did that come from, right? Netflix to your mailbox and then all of a sudden, poof, Twitter. You know, what happened? The world just changed. And it's amazing how fast the world changes. And part of that is the technology that powers it, which is one of the reasons why we do this program. So coming up on the program today, we have a breakthrough to tell you about infusion technology. This is the less radioactive, less boomy, and no waste cousin of nuclear energy. It's the holy grail of energy, basically. And there was a huge breakthrough this week in the United States we're going to tell you about. Also, continuing with our effort to bring you useful, actionable intelligence for your computer system. Today, this week, we're going to tell you about programs that you absolutely do not need on your computer. That's right. I had a guy come in with a computer. He had a Windows 7 computer in the Omaha Service Center that he had left in a closet for years, and they're starting a new business, and he wanted us to upgrade it. And so it was like a time capsule, right? I unlocked this thing, and hey, look, there's the coupon printer. Yeah, get rid of that. And there's a driver updater and a registry cleaner and all these other things. All these things that do nothing good for the computer. There are programs like this for Mac and for PC, so this applies to everybody. But we're going to tell you the specific programs that you do not need on your computer so that you can make sure, number one, you're not taking up space and computing power with things that, you know, aren't doing you any good. Number two, some of these programs can actually hurt you. We're going to tell you about how driver updaters specifically can hurt your computer coming up here on the program as well. Also, if you have an Android smartphone, there was a humongous patch this week. Now, your carrier may not have pushed it to your device yet, but as we mentioned a couple weeks ago, when you see the next Android patch, be sure to install it as soon as possible. It has some critical vulnerabilities. There were 60 issues fixed in this last patch. 4 of them were critical, so things that are being actively exploited. So if you see your carrier pop up with an update for your phone and you have an Android phone, make sure you install that Android update pretty quickly, as soon as you possibly can. It's really important. 888-250-2091. All right, so I mentioned the holiday special, guys. For those of you who haven't, I don't know, maybe heard about it, if you've been listening to the show for the last 2 months, but maybe you're a new listener. Maybe this is the first, maybe you're just passing through and you happen to turn that dial and you said, oh, hey, what's this guy? This guy sounds kind of stupid. Let's listen to him for a while. You know, it could have been like that. And so if that's the case, the holiday special is the biggest, baddest computer you could possibly imagine for your family. It is way more computer than you need by design. Because what a lot of people don't realize, everybody comes in and literally I could document the conversation before it even happens. So what do you use your computer for, sir? Oh, not much. I just do a little email and, you know, stuff around the house and, you know, maybe a couple spreadsheets and, you know, might balance my checkbook or something, but pay a couple bills. I'm not a heavy user. Okay. Every single computer that you see at the box store on the shelf is built specifically for you. for those applications, for that purpose. You are the intended user. You are the normal user for that computer. If you do more than that with your computer, you are an advanced user. If you do less than that with your computer, well, then your computer will last a long, long time. If you do more than that with your computer, like you try to work from home off of a consumer-grade laptop or desktop, you're going to burn that out. And we're getting to the point now where people are starting to say, man, Thor was right, because those computers that you bought in 2020 during the pandemic to work from home, and you figured out how to hook four monitors up to one laptop, you know, that kind of stuff, and all the adapters are burning out, all the ports are dying, the computers aren't charging, the batteries are going bad, all the things are breaking now because it's been pushed too far. These computers were intended to last 18 months for a normal user. That's where the holiday special comes in. The holiday special is a computer designed for an advanced user that's going to be used by a normal user. The reason that that is so powerful, instead of expecting your computer to last 18 months, it is documented. Holiday specials last a decade. Sometimes a little longer, sometimes a little shorter. Just depends on personal preference. You know, 10 years is a long time to have a relationship with a computer. You kind of get tired of the way it looks after, you know, 6 years, and you're thinking, it's kind of scuffed up, kind of dinged. I need new stickers on the lid, you know, whatever you're doing with it. Maybe you have the urge to buy something new just to have something new to look at, you know, or maybe there's some new features and new powerful things that you want to get. There's new stuff every year, obviously. I always say that technology is like me playing poker. I'm either in or I'm out, but I'm never ahead because there's always something new and exciting coming tomorrow. That if you wait for the tomorrow every time, you'll never have it today. And the holiday special is designed to give you that today. It's designed to give you all the power, all the speed, all the performance, even though you don't think you need it right now, and you may not need it right now. I have customers that tell me, Thor, you know, I don't care if the computer's slow because I'm slow too. If that's you, that's fine. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't get a holiday special that when you click on something, it actually responds. How many of you right now are clicking on something on your computer and waiting for it to respond? And I don't mean just like waiting a half second, but you're like, click, click. Oh, it's thinking. Oh, here it's loading. There's my program. It's not an unreasonable amount of time to wait, right? Add up all that time you're wasting. How much time are you waiting on your computer if you added it all up? If you run a business and you're saving budget money by making your employees use older computers, think about all the time you're paying your employees throughout the year if you add it all up for them to sit there and look at nothing. Because when the computer's thinking, it's not like they can multitask over and do something different because it's thinking as hard as it can think. The holiday special is that one time of year when we sell a computer that is stunningly equipped to do everything you're going to do with it, but we also sell it at cost, which is one of the reasons why the holiday special has a limited quantity. That's why when I say we're going to sell out, when we hit zero, it's done. It's over. If you're the next person in line and you didn't order yet, you're just out because we can't sell with 300 units at cost. Why do we do that? Why do we sell them at cost? What's the catch? The catch is you're our customer for the next 10 years now because people take their computers back where they bought them when they need something, and you bought your computer from Schrock, and it's a 10-year computer. So if you get antivirus, you're our antivirus customer for 10 years. If you get Secure Updater, 10 years. Anytime you have a problem or there's a safe upgrade or anything along the lines down the road, when we have the opportunity to provide you with a service that you need to make your computing life easier, we already have a relationship. That's what we get out of the deal. That's why we do it. So I would encourage you to check it out, schrockinnovations.com. You can look at the laptop, the desktop. You can purchase online if you want. You can always come into the service centers. The display models are still up. We will be pulling those down next week because there won't be any point in having them anymore if we can't sell any more units, right? So we're going to be pulling them down next week. So if you want to come in and take a look at them, this is the week to do it. 888-250-2091. Also, this week we had a situation with Patch Tuesday. Patch Tuesday is the second Tuesday of every month. It's Microsoft's big patch day. It's the day that you get all those Windows updates downloaded to your computer. So that happened on Tuesday. They started downloading. which means they were all finished downloading by Wednesday or Thursday, depending on when you turned your computer on. And 48 hours later, your computer is going to ask you to start asking you to reboot. And within a week, it's going to force you to reboot. So if you haven't done so already, take a moment to just restart your computer. Shut it down, turn it on again. It'll install all the patches. It'll get everything good to go. And that way, it's not happening at a time when you actually need your computer. So just a hint there. This month, we had one moderate vulnerability that's already being exploited. So in other words, there's a flaw in Windows that is already being used by hackers to attack computers. And that was patched this week. Also, 56 different vulnerabilities were patched, including six criticals and one that was being exploited already. So it was a pretty significant patch Tuesday. I will also mention that one of these side effects, one of these patches from this patch Tuesday is going to get a patch next month, because we are getting phone calls from customers saying, after my computer has installed these updates, it is doing this. It's to the point now where we've gotten the call so many times that Dawson, he just knows. He can walk you through it verbally without even looking at a screen, because he's done it so many times. It's a super easy fix to fix the issue. But if you have an issue after the update, don't hesitate to call the service center. If it's something that we can solve in 2 minutes or less over the phone, guys, we don't even open a work order. We don't ask you for your name. It's not that we're not friendly. Of course, if you want to tell us your name, we'll introduce ourselves and exchange pleasantries, wish each other Merry Christmas, the whole bit. But if it's 2 minutes or less, we'll just solve it over the phone with no charge. If it's more involved than that, then of course, we have to charge for our time. But 2 minutes or less, just give us a call. We'll help you out. That's the rule of thumb. It has been for years. It's how we build trust with people who've never worked with us before. I had a woman that called the service center yesterday, and she was upset because her grandmother, Sharon, Sharon, had been scammed by a company that called her up and told her, she called them, and this is why she thought it was legitimate. She had a McAfee subscription and she wanted to cancel it, so she looked up the number for McAfee and called them, which is a perfect elderly thing to do, right? Because that's how the world worked back in the day. You picked up the phone and you called somebody to cancel a subscription. That's not how the world works now. No one who has automated renewing subscriptions has customer service support people on telephone lines to support them. That defeats the purpose of automatic renewal. The automatic renewal gets rid of the people. So now you have to chat with people. And so she called the number that came up on Google for McAfee, which of course was a fake website. She called the number. She got the fake McAfee people. They said in order to remove her McAfee subscription, first they had to access her computer. When they got access to her computer, they told her about all the things that were broken on it. And then they sold her a $400 package to clean those things up and cancel her McAfee subscription, which, of course, never got canceled. Second customer that I talked to, yesterday. Second customer, I actually had a Shrock Desk session with. Customers left us a 5-star review. They love us. They understand what we do and how we do it. Yet they have a subscription for $500 a year with some fake support company that is supposed once a quarter they remote into my computer and they take care of all my stuff and they clean everything up and they show me all the problems they're fixing. They're just wonderful. Why are you running Webroot antivirus? Is that something that they sold you? I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Do you know why it's broken, maybe? Because it's not working. I can see the little exclamation mark here. It's telling you it's broken. And your quarterly web fix tech guys that are so awesome are letting you roll with broken, bad antivirus? I mean, even when it works, it doesn't work. But it's broke. And they didn't decide to fix that. They were just remoted in a couple days ago. I mean, I'm remoted in to help you with some. In fact, why am I remoted in if they're so awesome? Why did you call me? You can get the Shrock Desk for $30 a month, right? Which is cheaper than $500 a year. And you get local support. And you get half off all labor services in the service center. And you get unlimited use that you can call us anytime you want. I mean, what's the deal? Well, they're fabulous and I don't want to cancel them. You know what? I can't. Okay. If that's what you want to do, my job is to tell you your options, to tell you the things that are facing you and challenging you. And if you want to choose to continue to get scammed, because they're really nice scammers, they're not doing anything for you. That's the scam. And unfortunately, you know, you have to cut your losses and just say, you know what, I've told the customer everything that needs to be told. They've made their decision. I will respect their decision. And the next time they call back with a problem because the remote guy remoted in and broke something because he installed something on the computer, I wonder why the antivirus is broken. I didn't even go there. I didn't want to scare the woman, you know, because I'm sure there's something going on, but she's real happy with him. So, guys, don't call McAfee. Don't call Norton. They all do it through chat. Don't call Garmin. Don't call Linksys. Don't call any of these tech companies. They don't have phone support people sitting at a phone waiting for you to call to help you install your product. That stuff is supposed to all be done through the web now. It's supposed to all be do-it-yourself or find somebody else at your own expense to do it. The days of buying a product and expecting someone to support that product on a national level are over, which is one of the reasons why Schrock does so well locally, because we actually do. When you call me, I had a call yesterday, and I know we got to get to break. I'm running late here. We had a call yesterday from a customer who said, my computer worked fine before I had my maintenance checkup. I took it home, and after my maintenance checkup now, when it goes to sleep, I have to restart the computer in order to see my icons again. Well, what do you see if you don't see your icons? Just my wallpaper. There's no icons there. Okay. What's your computer? Is it a desktop or a laptop? It's a desktop. It's a holiday special from last year. It's a good computer. Until I had it in for a maintenance checkup. And I was like, okay, I get it. I understand what you're saying. Understood. You have two monitor cables connected to that computer. I have the same cables connected that I had before. You're only supposed to have one monitor cable connected. The computer thinks there are two monitors. So it's showing you the secondary monitor that has no icons on the screen. And your primary monitor is a ghost off on the left over here. It's like, you know, sitting over there, Patrick Swayze, kind of fading in and out of existence. You know what I mean? So why was it working before? Well, because when you brought it in for a maintenance checkup, we updated your drivers. We got you to the most recent drivers for your equipment. And now those drivers are saying, hi-ho, two monitors, let's go. So she unplugs the one cord and it works fine. You just don't get that. You can't get even that basic level of support from a national company. Try to get Dell to tell you about your two monitor cables. It doesn't happen. 888-250-2091. Going to take a quick break here, guys. When we come back, we're going to jump into Gordon's call here and also a breakthrough in fusion technology. We'll tell you all about it coming up next on Compute This.
Today's fragile computers need maintenance more than ever. Your computer needs a maintenance checkup every 6 months to last beyond its 18-month expected lifespan. External hard drives are handy. You can back up multiple computers to them or even use them to move lots of data from one computer to another. Computer users have been buying the same old external hard drives for years. While our computers have been getting faster, we still do backups that take hours or watch epic progress bars creep by to move files. Schrock wanted more for our customers, so our innovators created the fastest external hard drives on the planet. Schrock modular storage devices are up to 50% faster than Seagate or Western Digital externals and are modular in the truest sense of the word. We can create whatever size and speed of drive you need for all of your needs, and all modular storage devices come with a data restoration guarantee. If you use our drives for backing up and your computer's hard drive fails, we'll restore your backup to your repaired computer for free. Fast, simple, and flexible technology solutions from Schrock Innovations. It's what we do. Compute This pro tip number 753. Have you ever wondered how the bad guys always seem to find a way into your computer? Gone are the good old days of email worms and I love you viruses. Nobody wants to steal your data anymore, or in many cases even your identity. Today's cyber criminals want to sell access to your computer or hold your data for ransom. The bad guys are exploiting zero-day vulnerabilities to break into systems that are supposed to be hack-proof. These vulnerabilities are always newly discovered, and the criminals have a brief time to exploit them before they get patched. Antivirus and firewalls do not prevent these attacks, but you can minimize your computer's exposure by installing all security patches as quickly as possible. The average computer needs 12 patches a week. That's not including the ones that are automatically delivered to your computer. Boost your cybersecurity by staying on top of it manually or use a patch installation program like Secure Updater to get your computer the patches it needs. This pro tip is brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
All Alrighty, guys. Thanks for sticking in there with us. Sorry I went so long on that first segment there, so we're going to have a short one here to make up for it. But I know Gordon has been hanging on the line, and I want to make sure we get to his call right away. Gordon, thanks for joining us on the program. I appreciate your patience. Thanks for hanging on there. How can I help you today on Compute This?
Several weeks ago, CHI got hacked.
Yes.
And had a problem with ransomware.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you access the records to get a lab checkup, how secure that was. Can that virus be transferred to your smartphone?
Great question. So typically with ransomware infections, the purpose is not to spread the outside of the target network. The purpose of the ransomware infection is to infect the target network and disable it and hold it for ransom, basically. And if the network is disabled, when you go there with your phone and try to get onto your computer, you're just not getting a response. It's just down. If you go into the clinic, they can't pull up your information because the system is just down. When you log in with your smartphone, specifically with your Android phone, it is very difficult to pass ransomware between device classes. So a PC network can infect all the other PCs on the network real well. That doesn't necessarily mean that if there's a Mac on the network, it will get as infected, and vice versa. Macs get ransomware too. Same thing with goes for an Android operating system or an iOS operating system on an iPhone. They're completely different methods of getting to the device, completely different security parameters, and a virus that executes beautifully on a PC will run into a brick wall on an Android device. A virus designed for an Android device will run into a brick wall on a PC because they're just so different in the way that they operate. So to answer your question, I'm confident, Gordon, that your phone and your technology at home is just fine, that you did not catch anything from CHI, which is a kind of a funny pun. You didn't get the MRSA. You're good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think you answered my question. Have a good one.
Hey, MRSA. Thank you, Gordon. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you as well. 888-250-2091. It's that easy, and Gordon is in the drawing for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. All right, so coming up on the show, we have a breakthrough to tell you about in fusion technology. Fusion is not fission. It's different. Fusion is the hard one. Fusion is the one that powers the sun, and they have recreated it on Earth. Nothing could go wrong there. I'm sure it's fine. Wasn't there like a Spider-Man about that? Like the power of the sun in the palm of my hand. Doc Ock? Doc Ock was running the collider, and shot a couple lasers at each other and did something pretty cool. And we're going to tell you all about it coming up next on Compute This.
Schrock Innovations can't teleport technicians to you, but online help is only a click away with the Schrock Desk. Subscribe today and get unlimited help whenever you need it. Schrock Innovations has spent nearly two decades working to make your technology life easier, and SchrockInnovations.com is no exception. Now you can order new modular computers and solid-state laptops directly from our website, find innovative new technologies like our modular storage devices, and get free help and tips. Take a look at the specials section to find sales on one-of-a-kind items, display models, refurbished units, and our latest special offers. Swing by the Compute This page to watch TV segments and archived radio shows, or even get one-on-one help through the Schrock Desk. As always, we respect your privacy, so we secure our website with the latest encryption technology and only the most secure payment methods. You can pick up your purchases at any of our three service centers or have them shipped directly to your door. SchrockInnovations.com makes technology simple. It's what we do. And now, Compute This pro tip number 373. Everyone knows we're supposed to back up our computers and then check those backups periodically to make sure they're working. So why don't most people do it? Lots of people have different ideas about what backing up means. Is it copying files to a flash drive? Is it using a fancy backup program? And how do you know it's working anyway? Windows makes backups easy through free software that's already on your computer. Open your control panels and click Update and Security. Select Backup and choose from all of the available options to get a regular, reliable checkup. You'll need something to back up to, like a Schrock modular storage device or some other backup hard drive. Backups usually run once a week, but you can always change the frequency. The best part is that if your backup ever fails, you'll see a notification in the lower right corner by your clock telling you something's up. Backing up your important data has never been easier. So take a moment to back up your computer today. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All righty, a whole new half hour for me to screw up. Thanks for sticking with us, guys. I appreciate you being here. Welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company, where we try to educate, inform, have a little fun, and maybe learn a couple things along the way. 888-250-2091. Now, I need to clear something up on Facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. People keep saying that the video is paused. The audio is fine, but the video keeps pausing. And I don't, maybe I'm feeling like I'm guilty or something. I don't know, but I'm not pausing it. This is just meta goodness at its finest. You know, the videos, it's free. You get what you pay for, you know? If there was a better streaming service out there, guys, for me to stream to you and reach everybody in a social network capacity, I would use it. The only option out there that's really different than this would be going with a service that's an aggregator service. So it takes one stream and it pushes it out to several different video services. So it'd be on YouTube Live, and it'd be on, you know, Twitter, and it would be on Facebook, and it would be all the places. I'd be on Twitch. You could watch me on Twitch. Turn into my Twitch channel. You know, I with all the other little gamer kids, you know, that could be me. I could do that. Then you could pick the service. You could pick your poison. Oh, if it's meta not working good today, go check out Twitch, because the feed is good. I mean, I can tell you, I'm looking at my video here, and it says drop frames, zero. Because this is a holiday special laptop. It doesn't drop frames. So if the video is paused, that's either Meta's goodness or your piece of junk computer. Now, if it's a Schrock computer, it's not the computer. Just saying. Then it's your internet. 888-250-2091. Just giving you guys a hard time. All right. So breakthrough in fusion technology. Fusion technology is different than fission. Fusion technology, in theory, a cup of hydrogen, one cup of hydrogen atoms, could power all the households in the United States simultaneously. The way that it works is different. It does not create any carbon, obviously. It does not create any radioactive waste at all. There is no byproduct. There is no downside. It is literally free energy. The problem is, like all free things, it's not really free. So it takes more energy to start and contain the reaction than is produced through the reaction. So you have a net loss of energy. So why would you do it, right? The sun will eventually burn out. Eventually, someday, way in the future. But not in my lifetime, not in your lifetime, not in my kids' lifetime, not in their kids' lifetime, not in their kids' 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 kids', kids', kids'. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jesus is coming back before that happens, okay? It's going to be a long time. So the point of this is, this for the first time in a United States laboratory, some wickedly smart scientists got together and they shot a couple lasers at each other in a very specific environment, and for the first time ever they were able to produce more energy than was used to create the reaction. Now, we're talking about a tiny amount of energy. We're talking about lasers flying at each other in super expensive conditions, okay? So don't expect us to be. In fact, this is hilarious. This is the MSN story about a potentially world-changing energy development, okay? Fusion energy had a big breakthrough, what it really means. Scientists at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory passed a major fusion milestone in December using 192 lasers to ignite a fusion reaction for a fleeting moment that produced more energy than was used to trigger it. The achievement is the high watermark for fusion research, a field that has produced thermonuclear weapons more than 70 years ago, but still no reactor that can generate electrical power. The scientific and engineering challenges of controlled fusion are formidable. But what does the experiment actually mean? Does it mean we're going to power our homes and cars without releasing any carbon dioxide? In short, the big deal, it's a big deal, and it's fine to applaud, but it doesn't mean the green energy revolution is imminent. It will be years before fusion power bears any fruit, likely a decade or so. And it's not clear if fusion will ever be cheap enough to radically transform our power grid. Continuing today's investments in solar and wind is critical to combating climate change. So in other words, the whole point of this story is don't stop investing in solar and wind because this unproven technology is coming. It might be too expensive. Like solar and wind? You put solar panels on your roof? The clawback on that is like 7 years to get your money back. The panels have a lifespan of 10 years. You see them changing out the blades on those windmills? Oh, and a couple weeks ago on the program, I reported that the windmill blades are not recyclable, and I received an email from a super secret source in the energy community that actually knows of a company who's keeping it on the down low right now, but they have a process for recycling those blades. They're the only company in the world that can do it. Because previous to this, they just kind of shred them or bury them in the ground because they can't recycle the blades from the windmills that have to be replaced periodically. And, you know, each windmill only requires, you know, 500 gallons of oil, no joke, to, you know, keep spinning. So, yeah, fossil free. This is the kind of technological innovation that, yes, it is not ready for prime time. And, yes, like all technology, initially it's going to be very expensive. The difference here is Jimmy Carter proposed that we deal with the Iran energy crisis in the 1970s by putting solar panels on the roof of the White House. So solar panels aren't new. They've been around for a while. The technology is much better now than it was back then, much more efficient, much less expensive over time, because that's what happens with technology. So yes, right now it's 192 lasers in a lab creating a tiny little bit of energy, but a little bit more energy than was used to create the reaction. This kind of achievement, guys, is the stuff that the future is built on. This is how our kids' kids are going to get all their energy in the future. And, you know, we won't be having to burn as much stuff as we burn now. And great, it's not going to produce as much carbon. You know, some people believe that that's climate change inducing. Some people think it's keeping us nice and warm. It's 7 degrees outside, guys. I would sure love a little climate change right now. A little warmer would be great. It's going to get colder next week. So, you know, it is what it is. But I just found it very humorous that here we have a story about the ultimate clean energy, the ultimate pure energy, unlimited energy with no byproduct, no carbon, no nuclear waste. But don't get excited about it. I mean, we still need solar panels and windmills, you see. 888-250-2091. Let's jump into those phones real quick. Steve, thanks for hanging on the line. How can I help you today on Compute This?
Yeah, Thor, I have a one HDMI jack on the back of the computer, and before I had the VGA hooked up to the monitor, and I also was able to run the TV off of one of the other jacks. Well, I switched to HDMI, and what I like to do is I'll listen to your program. I'll have that on the TV with the sound up, and I'll be playing video games on my my monitor here.
Okay.
I bought a signal splitter, but all that does is it just splits
it duplicates
what I have on my. Yeah, what I'd like to do is have two separate ones. Can I do that through the same HDMI port?
You can't, unfortunately. You can only run one monitor through an HDMI port, but the good news is there are some solutions here. You should be able to run a VGA and an HDMI together on most graphics cards, including integrated graphics cards. In fact, all of Schrock's computers do that right now. But if you're at a point where you're having trouble getting that to happen, there are USB VGA adapters that plug into the USB port on the computer and basically give you another plug for a monitor. So I would encourage you to take a look at one of those. It's going to be way cheaper than buying a graphics card for the computer that has multiple HDMI ports or different ports on the side. And Steve, you mentioned you're playing video games. I have to ask, do you have a Twitch account?
No.
See, I don't think we should stream on Twitch. Steve's a gamer and he doesn't have a Twitch account. So, I mean, I don't.
No, basically, the game that comes with the computer is what I like playing.
Solitaire.
It's just the that one. But I like listening to the program, you know, because I can turn that TV up and I can turn off the sound on the game, and I can listen to both of you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Or do both of them at the same time.
I appreciate you listening, Steve. Thanks for giving us a call on the program today. And I'm just giving you a hard time about the Twitch stuff, you know. But, you know, if you know, wouldn't that be hilarious if he did have a Twitch, though, and he was playing solitaire on Twitch and people were, like, watching him play solitaire and they were saying things like, it's just so calming to watch him move the cards, you know? 888-250-2091. Dave, welcome to the program. How can I help you today on Compute This?
Yeah, Thor, I'm in Grand Island, and I'm a Mac user.
Okay.
And I have a Mac Mini, which does everything in the world that I want to do. Mm-hmm. 82 years old. I do a lot of mapping and database. I use FileMaker Pro for a lot of things.
Gotcha.
What I have, since it's a 2014, I know my time is probably running a little slow. But as I say, now everything's fine, mm-hmm. but I want to replace that. And I have this 2014. I don't believe I've shut this thing off at all. It goes 24/7. I listen to KFAB. I watch TV, all that stuff.
Wow.
So I need to talk to somebody without taking a lot of airtime.
Sure.
And give them the history and what I would really like to do in detail.
Okay. So I assume you want to replace it with another Mac. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So the first thing is, we don't sell Macs at Schrock. And the reason we don't is because there is only one channel to get Macs, and that's through Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple mm-hmm. doesn't have a wholesale program. They haven't done that in decades.
Sure.
So basically,
right.
whatever you decide to buy to replace the Mini will be something you buy directly from Apple. And, of course, we can help
okay.
you figure out the right product to purchase, and we can help you to keep it protected once you have it. And with your Mac Mini, if you wanted to buy another couple of years in it, we could even put a solid-state hard drive in it and make it fast again. We do that all the time for people. So the problem
you
is
mean,
eventually
the Mac Mini I have, you can do that too, you're saying?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We do it all the time.
Yeah, wonderful.
They have a mechanical hard drive inside, and we open them up like a clamshell, and then we get to the meaty goodness in the middle, and we take that hard drive out and we clone it over onto a solid state drive, put it all back together again, boot it up. It works fine.
Can you move my applications and everything I have over and everything?
Yep. Yep, we move it all.
Well, that's who I need to talk to, and I sure appreciate a call.
No, sir. Well, give us it. We're open today on Sunday from noon to 5 in all of the service centers except for Des Moines. Being in Grand Island, the Lincoln is probably going to be your closest option for a service center, and they'll be there from noon to 5. If you want to give them a call this morning, I'm sure that Carson there will be happy to help you out.
Hey, I appreciate your help.
All right. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate your call today. Thanks for joining us on the program. Dave is also in the drawing for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. 888-250-2091. All right. So let's see. I think we're going to take a break, and then we're just going to roll through the end, because the next segment is programs that you do not need on your computer. And I'm going to blow your mind, because I'll guarantee that there are people listening right now that have some of these programs on their computer. In fact, there are some antivirus programs now that provide these same services, because people have been trained to believe they need them, and it's another way for these crappy antivirus products to remain relevant. So now we do driver updates. Yay! And I'll bring you the story about how that got your ransomware infected. Coming up next on Compute This.
If you can dream it, Schrock Interactive's website developers can make it happen. Refresh your website, automate sales and marketing, and grow your business today with Schrock Interactive. Some people like desktops for their power and upgradability, but nothing rivals a laptop for computing on the go. But why should you have to sacrifice performance for portability? The innovators at Schrock want our customers to have it all, so we created a new kind of laptop, the Solid State Laptop from Schrock Innovations. Solid State laptops are built using the same frame and main boards as regular laptops, but we've removed half of the moving parts while more than doubling the computer's speed. The result? Laptops that boot to Windows in 6 seconds or less, respond instantly to your commands, and can survive drops that put most laptops into the data recovery lab. Starting at only $499, solid-state laptops give you speed, reliability, durability, and performance for the same price most people pay for a cheap disposable laptop. The next time you're looking for a laptop, check out the solid-state laptops at schrockinnovations.com or visit any of our service centers. Simple, solid, fast technology is what we do at Schrock. Compute This Pro Tip 299. There are enough mothballed computers in U.S. homes to give one to every man, woman, and child in the country. Many of these computers find their way into landfills where they can leak cadmium, lithium, and other nasty chemicals into the groundwater. Schrock Innovations is very proud of the fact that we recycle more e-waste every year than we create. You can drop off any old or broken computer equipment to our service centers at any time, free of cost. We only charge $15 just for monitors because they are especially difficult to process. No appointment is required, and we accept all computer-related equipment like printers, keyboards, speakers, and accessories. Additionally, the rare earth elements in computers can be recycled right here in the U.S. to reduce our reliance on supplies from foreign countries. Take a moment, drop off your old computer equipment today, and Schrock will make sure it's properly recycled and put to good use right here in the U.S. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Alrighty, guys, I'm just looking at the weather map up here, and I'm looking at the feels-like temperature on the Fox News channel. If you're in Pierre, South Dakota, it feels like it's negative 51 degrees right now. I'm pretty sure, at what point does human flesh just freeze instantly? What temperature does the flash freezer at the Walmart? I mean, it feels like negative 51. That's like, what's your real feel age? You know, some people say, I feel a lot older than I am. Some people feel younger than they are. You know, what's your real age doesn't matter. The real temperature is not important. This is just a news channel. The real temperature doesn't matter. What's your real feel? That's what matters. 888-250-2091. See, I'm just getting warmed up for the final aftershock of the year. The final aftershock of 2022 will be after the program today at facebook.com/schrockinnovations. And I don't know. There's so much to talk about. For those of you who are into financial stuff, did you know that there is a major, major drop in the price of used vehicles coming? We're talking 30 to 50% in the value of a used car, and how it's going to cause a wave of defaults on vehicles encouraged by banks themselves that are going to encourage you to default on your loans. That's going to make the housing crisis look like a joke. Yeah. There's going to be so many cars, guys. We're going to tell you about that coming up during the aftershock. There's tons of stuff. Anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about it during the aftershock. We try to keep it friendly. We try to keep it light. Sometimes I get up on a soapbox. I try not to do that. If you catch me doing it, just smack me, digitally, of course. Smack me and tell me, shut up, Thor. And I'll move on after I get done talking and read the comments and think, oh, shoot, I should have moved on. 888-250-2091. All right, so we all have computers, right? Everybody's got one, at least. We all have stuff that we install on the computers. And over time, it started off with the Norton utilities. And the Norton utilities, the Windows registry gets cluttered. And it does get cluttered with stuff. And it can cause issues and weird error messages and slow boot times. It is important to clean the registry from time to time, as in like every 6 months or every year. It is not vital that you keep your registry tuned and optimized every minute of every day. It has absolutely zero impact on your computer. In fact, the program that's constantly running in the background to keep your computer tuned and optimized is probably using way more resources than it's freeing on your computer. So it's like the old fusion energy, where they use more energy to create a smaller amount of energy. So you're getting your computer tuned and optimized, and you feel good about that. Because we're supposed to have tuned and optimized machinery. You want your car tuned up. You want your furnace tuned up. You want your refrigerator to work perfectly. You want your freezer to work perfectly. Unless you're in Pierre, South Dakota, then you just open the back door. Because it feels like negative 51 degrees. But with your computer, guys, there is a point of diminishing returns. Yes, I am a guy that sells computer maintenance services, and I'm going to tell you that doing it more than every 6 months is a complete waste of time. Some people can even go a full year without really noticing too much of a drawdown. But 6 months is the officially recommended maintenance time for things like cleaning your registry. There is no need for you to have a registry cleaning program on your computer. There is no need for you to be running a piece of antivirus software that claims to be cleaning the registry on a regular basis. It's a gimmick. It doesn't do anything for you. If you have a Mac, you probably, over the course of your long years using Apple products, downloaded one of these yourselves. The Memory Optimizer. Sounds good. We would all like optimized memory, wouldn't we? The Memory Optimizer that promises to make your computer act like it has more memory than it actually has, because Apple computers were notoriously difficult to upgrade memory on because they use very specific memory, very specific speeds. They were not tolerant. They couldn't adjust or adapt to different speeds of hardware. Or the memory was just soldered down to the board, so you can't upgrade it even if you wanted to. The Memory Optimizer is complete garbage. It may as well... You know how, like, you have a headline, and then underneath that you have a subheadline? The headline gets your attention. Memory Optimizer. The subheadline actually tells you a little nugget of information to get you to read the rest of the story. The subheadline for Memory Optimizer should be, now with new viruses to infect your Mac. Because that's really the only reason those things exist. So if you're running a Memory Optimizer on your Mac, get rid of it. Be done with it. Don't use it. Number three. Any driver updater program. So if you have a PC, you have hardware in that computer. You have graphics cards and sound cards and networking cards and all kinds of stuff. Each one of those components requires a piece of software to make it work, for it to interact with the Windows operating system. It requires a driver. That's a piece of software. Drivers must have low-level access to the Windows operating system. Before you even log into your computer, the drivers are working because you can see your screen. You can hear your speakers. You hear the welcome tone. You see the picture. You can type in your PIN number. Those are all drivers loading before you do anything. Drivers are trusted, which means if I put out a new driver for your computer that maybe does some less than trustworthy things, and you have a nice driver updater, you're going to update my fancy new driver right into your computer because it's newer. That's the only requirement. It's newer. And now you've just introduced ransomware to your computer. For example, these hackers use Microsoft-signed malicious drivers to further their ransomware attacks. These are drivers that not only they created fake drivers, but they went through the process of submitting them to Microsoft to have them signed as legitimate so that Microsoft would include them in Windows updates. Yeah. Attackers abused Microsoft's Windows Hardware Developer Program to get malware signed off. Security firms have reported that multiple hacking groups have been using drivers signed by Microsoft in a series of attacks, including the deployment of the Cuba ransomware. The development matters because many security services will implicitly trust anything signed by Microsoft. During this month's patch Tuesday, Microsoft acknowledged reports by SentinelOne, a Google-owned Mandiant, and Sophos, the makers of the antivirus that we recommend for your computer, about threat actors using drivers certified by Microsoft Windows Hardware Developer Program to deploy malware. So this is the security companies. And so when you talk about security in the industry, you're talking about SentinelOne, you're talking about a Google company, and then there's Sophos just hanging out in there, what you run as a consumer on your computer when you're a Schrock customer. So if you have Sophos, you don't have to worry about this, because if you tried to install one of these maliciously signed drivers, if Windows Update tried to install one of these drivers, Sophos wouldn't let it happen. Now, for all of you who are not running Sophos, because I know that there are a lot of you listening who are not, for various reasons, some legitimate, some financial, some just because you haven't got around to it, totally understand. If you're not running Sophos on your computer, you're probably running something different. If you have a driver updater installed on your computer, you are introducing threats to your computer in an effort to, I don't know, do what? When your drivers are working, don't screw with them. This is like, oh, there's a BIOS update. I better update my BIOS. Don't update your BIOS unless there's a reason to update your. If there's a security reason that you know of to update the BIOS, then you update the BIOS. If there's a bug in your motherboard that's not working right, or your laptop that's not working right, and there's a fix for it in the form of a firmware or a BIOS update, then install it. Otherwise, don't screw with that stuff, because you're just going to break things. And we have customers that come in every day with broken stuff because of driver updaters, or, you know, that's the thing. In the holiday special desktops, Microsoft just pushed an update out for the Wi-Fi card in the holiday special desktop, the one we're making right now. They pushed out a driver update for it. That doesn't work. And so we have to roll back the drivers for people and tell it not to install this updated driver because it doesn't work. It's not malicious. It just doesn't work, which is a problem. So long story short, guys, updating drivers is something that should be done in the service center. It's something that should be done during a maintenance checkup under controlled conditions. Or, of course, if your manufacturer gives you updated software, that's when you should do it on your computer. Speaking of updates, Android has a huge update coming, fixing 60 issues. Four of them are critical. So the next time that you see an update come through from your carrier on your Android device, whether that's T-Mobile or AT&T or Verizon, when they push you that update, you install it, because there are huge, huge malware infections out there impacting Android devices that this update will patch for you. All right. So, Larry, thanks for hanging on the line there. I've only got 15 seconds, so I can't take your call here, but I will take it off the air. But I want to thank everybody for calling into the program today. It means a lot to me that you guys took the time to call in and be a part of the show. It makes the show more entertaining for everybody. Today's winner is Dave. Congratulations, you're the $25 winner. Marissa will get a hold of you.